From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at hewlett.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Theodore Lawrence, presenting Dial M for Murder, a noir-inspired suspenseful thriller showing April 17th through the 18th and 23rd through 26th. Ticket information and more at theodorelawrence.com. There's the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony Orchestra with a pastoral piece for orchestra from composer Shahang Kun of China, violinist Takako Nishizaki, and conductor Kenneth Jean. Here on Kansas Public Radio, classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad you could join me. Coming up, the Orchestra Brittany has a French symphony, the second written by Camille Saint-Saëns. Music for cello and piano as well, by Czech composer David Popper. We've got a short Hungarian rhapsody to enjoy, all in just a little bit. Continuing on with Tafa Musik and Jean Lemann, the conductor, for a little piece by George Friedrich Handel, Concerto Grosso No. 4 in F Major, as we continue on Kansas Public Radio. From George Friedrich Handel, Concerto Grosso No. 4 in F Major, performed by the ensemble Tafa Musik, conducted by Jean Lemann on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, and the Orchestra of Brittany joining us in a few short minutes with a French symphony, the second by Camille Saint-Saëns, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Audio Reader, an audio information service for anyone who has difficulty reading standard print. Grateful for the generous support of all volunteers and donors. More information at reader.ku.edu. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. On the KU campus, a little foggy, a little misty, and 49 degrees. Today, we'll have a high of around 55 with mostly cloudy skies and showers and rainy weather in the forecast for the foreseeable future. We have a 40% chance of showers for this afternoon and a much better chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, 70% chance of showers, lows around 51, and a 50% chance of showers for tomorrow. Something for you next, from a 19th century Czech cellist and composer by the name of David Popper. We're with cellist Mary Fujiwara and Elaine Plains on piano for a Hungarian Rhapsody in D on Kansas Public Radio. Hungarian Rhapsody in D Major, for cello and piano by the Czech cellist and composer David Popper, and performed by cellist Mary Fujiwara, Elaine Plains on the keyboard, here on KBR, Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:34. At the top of the hour, we'll be ready for NPR News. We've got classical music to enjoy till 3 p.m. And later on tonight, from 7 to 9 p.m., it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday is this evening, and I'll be with you for it, and tonight the program is all about robots. Some killer robots, friendly ones too, and some who just don't have time for your nonsense. Music from Metropolis, Short Circuit, The Terminator. Really, there's a ton of robot pictures, and we've got the music for some of them this evening. I'll be with you for Film Music Friday tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Hope you can join me. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas, offering education programs including school field trips, summer camps, paid in apprenticeships, and volunteer opportunities. Details at caseyfarmschool.org. Kansas Public Radio would like to thank Yellow Sub, JB's Cali Fusion, and Wheatfields, whose generous donations helped to make KPR's recent membership drive possible. And thanks to all of you who made your pledges during that fun drive, the Hive Drive. Remember, you can pledge online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks again. Time to bring you the Orchestra of Brittany. We've got music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, a symphony that he wrote in 1859, an early piece by the composer written at age 24. Symphony number 2 in A minor on Kansas Public Radio. Symphony number 2 in A minor, music by French composer Camille Saint-Saëns from 1859. The Orchestra of Brittany with the performance today. It's about 1 p.m. and NPR News is up ahead. And if you've been waiting to hear music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, it's awaiting you in the next hour. We've got Piano Sonata number 2, along with another symphony, one by Boccherini, plus music by English composer Haydn Wood. Lots more still to come here on a Friday afternoon.
Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on KPER 1, 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon on KPER 2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Pew Charitable Trusts, sharing about the state of housing in America on the After the Fact podcast, available at pewtrusts.org/afterthefact. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The BBC Concert Orchestra there, Kevin Sutherland, the conductor, and from English composer Haydn Wood, a festival march. And a lively way to get started in our 1 p.m. hour of the classics here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson with some more classical music for a Friday afternoon. That will include a visit from the new Philharmonia Orchestra a little bit later and a symphony by the great Luigi Boccherini, Symphony No. 3, on the way here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from University Press of Kansas, a nonprofit publisher of scholarly and regional books, serving readers in the Midwest and beyond. Information on University Press publications at kansaspress.ku.edu. Well, I'm a little bit overdue for playing you some music by the great Sergei Rachmaninoff, and it's next. We're going to listen to one of his famous piano sonatas, written first in the year 1913. During that time, Rachmaninoff had been spending a little time in Rome, and he used the same house that Tchaikovsky had used in his famous Roman excursion from a few years prior. Maybe something about the atmosphere felt that he was channeling his old favorite master. That's where Rachmaninoff wrote Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor. We'll hear it next, played by Peter Yablonsky on Kansas Public Radio. Composed in 1913, revised a short time after that by its composer Sergei Rachmaninoff, the famous Piano Sonata No. 2 in B-flat minor, performed today by Peter Yablonsky here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:34 now, and NPR News at the top of the hour. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. KPRA is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. We're always online, of course, kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us here on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting The Clown tomorrow, featuring Stravinsky's Petrushka, Esmail's Remember, and Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Mass Street Fish House, Morning Fog, and Latchkey Deli, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. During that spring membership drive, the Hive Drive, we were delighted to receive support from new and current members and sustainers. You and your fellow community members came together to support KPR during a time when news, music, and programming are more important than ever. If you didn't get a chance to donate during the Hive Drive, you can always make that contribution anytime over at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks again for your marvelous support. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Casey Farm School in Kansas City, Kansas. operating a regenerative vegetable and education farm, connecting people of all ages, ancestries, and abilities to land, soil, food, and community. Details at kcfarmschool.org. Ready for conductor Raymond Lepard leading the new Philharmonia Orchestra next with Luigi Boccherini and his Symphony No. 3 in C on KPR. Symphony No. 3 in C Major by Luigi Boccherini. We listen to the new Philharmonia Orchestra, conducted by Raymond Lepard, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Just about time for NPR News. The next hour of classical music has a few delights for you, such as Mozart. The Overture to the Impresario kicks things off. And we'll have a beautiful suite for piano and orchestra by Vincent Dandy called The Symphony on a French Mountain Air, all ahead.
At morning.
Morning Edition. That's weekdays for you from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. And there's Mozart, being a tad bit meta before they ever had a word for it. There's an overture from an opera that was all about the staging of an opera and all of the little attendant difficulties that come with that. Overture to the Impresario. Bruno Walter led the Columbia Symphony to get things going here in Kansas Public Radio's 2 p.m. hour of the classics on a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, and coming up, music for clarinet and piano, variations by French composer Jean Francais, and another French piece, a beautiful collection for piano and orchestra based on tunes collected in the mountainous region of South France by Vincent Dandy, the Symphony on a French Mountain Air, still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting the Broadway musical Kinky Boots, with music and lyrics by Cyndi Lauper and book by Harvey Fierstein. Tuesday, April 21st, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lee.ku.edu. That French Mountain Air Symphony, as mentioned earlier, based on French mountain songs, and what we'll listen to next, based on the same thing, but from Scotland. This is a concert overture by Niels Wilhelm Gatha, called In the Highlands, based on Scottish folk tunes. Christopher Hogg would here to lead the Danish Radio Symphony on KPR. As by Danish composer Niels Wilhelm Gatha, and a Scottish-themed concert overture called In the Highlands, with the Danish Radio Symphony and conductor Christopher Hogwood here on Kansas Public Radio. About 2:20, and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra with us in just under 10 minutes, with some similar music that suggests the mountain country. It's Symphony on a French Mountain Air by Vincent Dandy in just a little bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. Cloudy skies and 52 degrees right now on the KU campus. I have 55 today, with a 40% chance of some showers for later this afternoon, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening, a low of 51, and that's going to be pretty much the story through the rest of the weekend. 40% chance of showers early Saturday, and a better chance of showers Saturday night. Showers and thunderstorms possible as well on Sunday. KPR would like to thank local businesses like Meadowlark Wine Bar and Uplift Coffee, whose generous donations help to make KPR's membership drive possible. Before we hear the Symphony on a French Mountain Air, a little French chamber music by Jean Francais for clarinet and piano, theme and variations. with Jonathan Kohler and pianist Judith Gordon. For clarinet and piano, Theme and Variations by French composer Jean Francais, played by Jonathan Kohler and pianist Judith Gordon on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Where it is now 2:30, half an hour to go until All Things Considered at 3 p.m. Later on tonight, of course, we've got Film Music Friday for you. I'll have that for you, and we've got a program for you tonight that's all about robots. Music from robot pictures such as Metropolis, The Terminator, Bicentennial Man. There's a ton of robot pictures, and we've got the music from some of them tonight from 7 to 9. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny for Classics by Request. That'll be from 1 to 4 p.m., and your main request this week, apparently music about the moon. There are some very celestial tunes. Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata, and of course Henry Mancini's Moon River via the violin. A Mozart symphony, the dramatic one, and a historical recording of Tchaikovsky's violin concerto featuring the great Yasha Heivitz. Destiny has that and more during Classics by Request. You'll hear tomorrow afternoon's repeat broadcast from 1 to 4 p.m. Ready to bring you now the Montreal Symphony, Charles Dutoit, the conductor, pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet, and what we'll listen to is a symphonic poem from the late 19th century by composer Vincent Dandy that was built off of tunes collected from the mountainous region of south-central France. We've got Symphony on a French Mountain Air for you next on Kansas Public Radio. Marvelous Symphony on a French Mountain Air for piano and orchestra, music by Vincent Dandy, performed by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Charles Dutoit, with the piano played by Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Almost 3 p.m. now, and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you, but I will be back with you tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. for this evening's Film Music Friday with a very robotic themed program for you. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting historian and author Rick Atkinson at the Dole Lecture April 13, 7 p.m. at the Lead Center of Kansas. Tickets required. More at doleinstitute.org. And Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and the surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details and catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.